Now, relaxing in a comfortable position, resting peacefully, and letting go of any remaining tensions of the day, simply take in a deep breath. And as you exhale, let your body completely relax as you close your eyes down. Now imagine in your mind's eye that a wave of perfect relaxation is washing over your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Just let that feeling of deep relaxation grow stronger and stronger with each gentle breath. Now with your body fully relaxed, that relaxation continuing to grow deeper and deeper, you can simply feel free to let your mind begin to wander forward or backward, left to right. It doesn't matter. Not right now, because now is your time, just your time, to just really let go. Nothing else is important, not at the moment. There's nothing else to worry about, not right now. Right now, this is your time, simply your time, to just relax and enjoy the sensations of deep relaxation, to simply let go. Let your mind go, let it drift, as your body continues to go more and more, deeply and deeply relaxed. Now from this moment on, nothing disturbs you. Nothing will bother you in any way. You just continue to let yourself sink deeper and deeper into a nice, relaxed state. Continuing to let yourself go to ever deepening and deepening hypnotic trance, becoming further and further relaxed with every gentle breath. So your body relaxes and your mind relaxes, and all the sounds and thoughts simply fade away into the distance, as you find the only sound that you're truly interested in is the sound of my voice. But even the sound of my voice always helps to take you deeper and deeper relaxed. Relaxing deeper and deeper with every gentle breath, relaxing deeper and deeper with every word that I say, simply allowing your mind this time to simply relax. Allow your mind to release any tension, even the slightest apprehension, wherever it may be with your body. Just allow it to find it and release it. Release it deeply and completely, right through your body, down through the tips of your toes and out your soles of your feet. And really relax now. That's good. That's good. And simply allow yourself to completely let go. Even deeper. Very good. Now continuing to relax even deeper. Even more calm, more relaxed, more comfortable than you've been in a long, long time. And really let go. And really relax. That's good. Now the reason that you're here has everything to do with the time. The time that we refer to as the holidays. It's not necessarily a particular time or particular date. We simply refer to them as the holiday season. It's the time of the year where the earth gets a little cooler, the days get a little darker, where family is supposed to draw near, celebrations and festivities are supposed to take place, maybe a gathering of friends and loved ones. But for some reason, whatever it may be, for you, this time of the year means stress. This time of the year means discomfort, maybe in the form of anxiety or apprehension, or perhaps in the form of depression, an unexplainable depression that's made you feel poorly, made you dread the holidays instead of having hope and expectation, instead of looking forward to them like you'd like to. Instead, this time of the year is just simply something that you try to get by. You just try to make it through. But that's all going to change for you. Because today is the day that you've made a decision. You've made the decision that takes place for now and for the rest of the holidays to come. You've made the decision that you are tired of dreading the holidays. You want to have hope for the holidays. You want to have expectation for the holidays. You want to see the holidays in a positive and forward-looking way instead of the negative way that it had been. And that's exactly what you're going to do. From this time forward, and for all of your holidays to come from this point forward, holidays are just going to mean something different to you than it has in the past. Maybe in the past, you've had a bad experience throughout the holidays. Maybe you've had a bad experience during lots of holidays. See, one of the things that we've discovered is that people tend to get what they expect. It's not what they necessarily want. It's certainly not necessarily what they need. People tend to get what they expect to get. And that's the reason that while somebody is in business, and the person across the street from them is in the same business, they may start within a very short time of one another. And one of them begins to exceed, and the other one begins to decline, or just never seems to quite make it. The difference is not the location, certainly not the things that they offer. What's the difference? Well, at the heart of it, it may be lots of different things on the outside. Maybe an advertisement, it may be a feeling of good cheer, it may be giveaways, it may be lots of things on the outside. But at the heart of it, the main difference is expectation. Expectation determines our outcome. Expectation determines what it is that we're looking forward to receiving. And we tend to find those things, good or bad. And so from this point forward, when the holidays come around, instead of expecting the worst, you are going to learn to expect good things from the holidays. Good things. And those good things are going to come to you. They'll come to you because you'll find that you put yourself into positions through attitudes, through behaviors, that inspire good things to continue to come your direction throughout the holidays. The good things, like time spent with loved ones, appreciating each other, appreciating the time you have together, appreciating the holidays instead of dreading them. This is a wonderful new mindset for you because it frees you. It frees you from the dread of the past. It frees you from maybe old guilt or old behaviors or old beliefs about the holidays. Now it allows you to enjoy this holiday season and all of the holiday seasons to come with hope, with a feeling of expectancy, with desires, and a reasonable belief that they'll be met. That is the key to enjoying the holidays. Now, sometimes stress comes along. The holidays can certainly be a stressful time, maybe because of time constraints, or maybe because of financial constraints, or for whatever other reasons. There may be pressures and stresses that come with the holiday season. That's okay. See, from this point forward, you're going to learn to handle your stress and deal with it in much better and more effective ways. For example, from this point forward, whenever you feel the slightest apprehension, the very beginnings of tension, even before actual stress has really begun, the very moment that you sense it's coming on, you're simply going to be able to close your eyes down, take in a nice deep breath, exhale, and simply think to yourself, cool, calm, relaxed. Cool, calm, relaxed. And instantly, you'll find that your mind has settled, that you're back in control. You're focused and ready to handle whatever stress may be coming your direction. Whatever the issue may be, it's always easier to handle it when you're calm. Because when you're calm, it allows your mind to have the full capacity of the subconscious as well as the conscious mind working together in harmony to achieve whatever the objective is. And that brings in a clarity and a focus that's really necessary during times like those. And so you'll simply close your eyes, taking a nice deep breath, and simply think to yourself, cool, calm, relaxed. And from that moment forward, you're back in control, ready to handle whatever comes your way. Whatever stresses, whatever things, issues that may crop up, you'll handle them easily, effectively. You'll prioritize them perfectly because your subconscious and conscious minds are now working together in harmony to bring about the very best outcome. To bring about the very best outcome for you and for those you're with, those you're working with. And that will always help to bring you even more balanced, even more calm, even more focused. Now, if after that point you find your mind has an amazing ability that I'm going to let you in on, especially at times when you're nice and focused like that, your mind has the ability to find tension and apprehension wherever it may be, even the slightest bit of tension, wherever it may be in the body, and simply release it. And it releases it right down through your body, down past your hips and your legs, and all the way out, down through the soles of your feet, simply releasing it. In fact, you can even feel that if you allow that to happen now, allow your mind to simply find any tension, or even the slightest apprehension, wherever it may be. As you exhale, simply allow your mind to release it. Send it down through your body and out through the soles of your feet. Almost as though you could exhale the stress right out through the soles of your feet. Leaving your body even deeper, even more relaxed. Allowing you to simply drift easily and effortlessly deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. While all these suggestions that I've just given to you become part of your mind, your body, your spirit, bonding to you and locking themselves into your conscious and unconscious mind. You continue to relax and really let go. You relax and really let go. And so now you've learned two new methods of dealing with stress and remaining stress-free anytime throughout the years, but particularly as it gets closer to the holiday season. As the holidays creep up on us, families coming in, we may find all kinds of reasons, even more abundant than normal, for utilizing these new tools and really releasing stress. And as we release stress, it also releases all negative behaviors. All negative thoughts just simply seem to fade away. They fade away into nothingness, leaving our focus, leaving our direction in the positive, optimistic side. It's the part of us where we want to spend the holidays. Open, hopeful, forward-looking, really anticipating, enjoying the times we have to spend with our friends and our family. Really taking hold and enjoying the meaning of the holiday seasons. Enjoying those messages from our families and our friends. And enjoying giving them as well. Because oftentimes in these situations, it's a giving and receiving time. And those times are some of the best times to relieve any long-term stress that may have built up. As you give, good things, the most important of which is love and hope to those that you care most about. And as you receive whatever you receive, in terms of a materialistic thing that it may be, but rather, you'll receive it in terms of a love. The love that was put into finding just the right present, or gift, or the right thing to say, the right card. That is what you're going to cherish most. So cherished, wonderful, precious memories and relationships. Things are just those things. You can always get more things. We all have stuff. You can always get more stuff. It's the relationship. It's the memory. It's the cherished times that can never be repeated, that can never be brought back. Those are the things that we're going to look forward to. Those are the things that we're going to want and we're going to enjoy year after year, holiday after holiday, building up precious, wonderful, fantastic memories. Memories that will see us in our silver and twilight years. Happy, comfortable, looking back on joyous times, on times that were meaningful instead of material, times that were wonderful instead of difficult. That's what it means. And with this new perspective, this new way of handling stress in the holiday seasons, from this point forward, you're going to move forward feeling wonderful, feeling powerful and uplifted, feeling strong and good, looking forward to really enjoying all the best that the holiday seasons have to offer you. Really feel that desire growing within inside you. Growing stronger and stronger as it surges. Released like a child's wild anticipation. Because that childlike wild anticipation is within all of us. It's only a part of us that we may have let go for a little while. We may have tempered it or put it on the back burner. Now is the time to really allow that wild excitement that we find as a child to really come forward and enjoy and embrace the holiday seasons. To really look forward with wide-eyed, anticipation, hope for the holidays. And that's what it's going to mean. And that's what it does mean. You can feel it growing even stronger within you right now. That desire growing, settling, becoming a sure part of your mind, your body, and who you are inside and out. Every aspect of your being unified, harmonious in this one area. And the harmony that's been created is created through your conscious and subconscious throughout your body and your being. And this wonderful new anticipation of the holiday season is yours. It's yours to cherish now and for all the years to come. You're doing great. And even now, I want you to simply sink deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper, relaxed. Locking in once again all of those suggestions into the conscious and unconscious mind. Locking them in, making them part of who you are, part of your behaviors, part of your persona, part of who you are in every way. You can feel yourself changing, transitioning. It's not a transition into something you've never experienced. It's a transition into the person that was right, always been there, right below the surface. The person that's ready to enjoy the holidays, or at least always could have been. But now that person is being set free. Free from the shackles and the bondage that have held it there. Free from the negativity and depression. Free from the thoughts that have held it captive for so long. Free from the feelings and the emotions, the behaviors, the dread and worry, the concern, all the stuff that's held it back, held you back year after year, is now broken free, never again to be able to be restored, because there's a new part, a stronger part, and a part that's so much better. It's the part of you that's always been right there below the surface, but now is your time. Your time to really let go of the past and embrace the future full force, enjoying every single moment, every relationship, every aspect of this and all of your holidays to come. And in fact, I just want you to do that right now, laying here completely hypnotized and relaxed even deeper. Even deeper. Once you simply imagine now, you're slipping down a wonderful slide, down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, completely comfortable, deeper and deeper, falling further and further, way down and way down, safe, secure, but dropping further and further. Further and further until you find yourself into a place, your place of possibilities, a place that was designed for, created for you and you alone, a place where all things can happen, are possible. And all things are within your control. And here, safe in that place, I'd like you to simply imagine a time in the coming holiday season. Imagine the holiday seasons as though you could look at them all at once, from the beginning to the end, all the way through. And this year, I want you to look at them. Look at them through the light and the lens of the hope. Look at them through the light and the lens of the expectation, of the expectancy of this year, of this season, with good things happening. See warm embraces from loved ones. See gatherings and love shared between family and friends. See all the things throughout each and every part of the holiday seasons, you enjoying them, relaxed, comfortable, a smile on your face, a look of satisfaction, of contentment, washing over you and everybody else involved. See yourself there. See yourself really enjoying and embracing the holiday season. See yourself enjoying it as never before, in a way you never thought possible. Because that is exactly what's going to happen. This and every holiday season from this point forward, they're yours. Yours to enjoy. Yours to embrace. They're yours to cherish. This year. And every year, from this moment on, enjoying the richness, enjoying the bounty and the harvest of this time of the year, the wealth of friends and friendships, of love, of time spent giving and caring and sharing and loving, a time filled with hope and desire, a time rich. Goodness and in goodwill and in peace and harmony and in love. See that from one end of the beginning of the holiday seasons to the other. Just bring that closer to your body, closer to your chest, holding it closer and closer. Closer and closer until it actually comes inside of you and becomes a part of you. And now it is a part of you. It's inside of you where it will remain forever. And with it, the hope of the holidays is yours once again. The happiness and richness of the holidays, you can feel it growing within you. You know that it's yours, that you've got it. The holiday spirit, whatever we call it, it's yours. You can feel it strong, surging, wonderful, fantastic. Just the way you always knew it could be, and it's yours. It's yours now and for forever. And all of these suggestions take complete control effect as you simply sink deeper, relaxed, way down, that's good, that's very good. Now in just a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At 5, eyes wide open, fully alert, feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, feeling fantastic in every way. Really feeling these changes as part of you and enjoying every moment of it, every feeling, every emotion, really grabbing hold and enjoying them. Just before I count you up, there's something that I want you to be aware of, something that you're going to notice. It's not something you'll have to look for. It's not something you'll have to keep around you or anything like that. It's just something that you'll be aware of. You'll notice it more. And the thing that you're going to notice, it's that color red. That red, red, red. And here's the thing, each and every time you see that color red over the course of the next few days, all of the suggestions that I've just given to you are going to be reinforced over and over and over many times, each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. You don't have to look for it or think about it. It'll just be there, somehow brighter, somehow bolder, somehow crisper, clearer than ever before. more eye-catching and eye-popping than ever before. That color red, that red, red, red. And each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days, all of these suggestions will be re-strengthened over and over, growing stronger and stronger within you each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. Now, as I begin to count you up, beginning with one and ending at five, five eyes wide open, fully alert, feeling wonderful, refreshed, and ready to go. But right now at one, just feel yourself beginning to come up, beginning to move forward. That's good. That's good. At two, nice deep breath in. That's good. Sending oxygen-rich blood surging throughout all of the large muscles in your arms, your legs, your torso, rejuvenating, refreshing them, reviving them, reinvigorating them, and making them strong, surging and ready to go. At three, the eyes behind your eyelids are simply being washed over. Washed over like through a nice mountain stream. Washed over like through a nice fresh spring. They're cool, refreshing, right there behind your eyelids. Feels wonderful. At four, a strong sense of well-being washes over your body, wrapping it over and over like a nice warm blanket. Feeling so good from inside and out, head to toe, and wonderful in every way. And on the next count, eyes open, fully alert, and feeling great. Five. Congratulations. You've done a great job. You've done really well, and you're going to continue to do even better now and throughout the rest of the holiday season. Give yourself just a moment now before you get going. Let your body reacclimate. Let it come all the way up. And really enjoy the holiday seasons. Happy holidays from all of us here at Act Now Wellness Center.